Field honest presence. Venison doesn't taste gamey. You just handled it wrong. Venison has a reputation. Gamey, tough. Tastes like the woods. I've heard it all. And I've also served venison to people who swore they hated it. Watched them go back for seconds and then told them what they just ate. Their faces are always the same. Surprise, then annoyance that they've been missing out for years. The problem isn't venison. The problem is how most people handle it. The first rule, nobody taught me. My first deer sat in the back of my truck for 2 hours while I drove home. It was November, so cold enough, I figured. Then it hung in my garage for 3 days at about 45 degrees because I didn't have a walk-in cooler and didn't know any better. By the time I processed it, the meat was borderline. I ate it anyway because I killed it, but it wasn't good. The single biggest factor in venison quality is temperature control. Not marinade, not how you cook it, not what the deer was eating. Get the hide off fast, cool the meat below 40 degrees as quickly as possible, and keep it there. Everything else is secondary. The big three mistakes. After years of trial and error, mostly error, here's what actually ruins venison. Sex, heat. The animal generates heat after death. If you don't open it up and cool it down, you're slow cooking the meat before it even leaves the field. Gut it quickly, prop the cavity open, get air moving through it. First, hair on the meat. Deer hair tastes exactly like it smells. Every single hair you leave on the meat during butchering will announce itself at dinner. I spend twice as long on cleanup as I do on cutting. And my venison doesn't taste like a barn. First, silver skin and fat. Deer fat is waxy and holds flavor like a sponge. Not the good kind. Trim it. All of it. Silver skin too. Yes, it takes forever. Do it anyway. The dish that converts people. I've got a go-to for venison skeptics. Backstrap. Cut into medallions, salt and pepper, hot cast iron with butter. 2 minutes per side, maybe 2.5 if it's thick. Pull it at medium rare. Let it rest. Slice it thin across the grain. That's it. No marinade. No bacon wrap. No complicated sauce to hide the meat. If your venison needs to be drowned in something else to taste good, the problem happened before it hit the pan. A good backstrap, handled right, beats any steak you can buy at the grocery store. I'll die on that hill. You have been listening to Field Honest. Read the story and find more field notes at fieldhonest.com.